The book Hebrews, part 313. I'm Professor Hannes Dresenhuis, the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name, which is so important for the time we are living in. Because 99% of the Christendom doesn't know their God's name. They don't know it. I'm talking about the original names. Not the names that's been created in the 16th century. I'm talking about the names that Yahushua functioned in 2000 years ago. And his name. And the Holy Spirit's name. Ay, ay, ay. Should you require any of the information of the book What is Your God's Name? There's also the study, don't miss it. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number 0722, that's +27 international code 0722 367 124. Go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here, if this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Hallelujah. We're always so glad to have new people. Go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies as well as our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and family, those that are dear to you. Make sure you please have a 1611 King James Bible, pen, paper, notepad. Ready, hallelujah. I says paper and notepad, the same thing. Or if you have this, the 1816 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, you are very welcome. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I just want to get going. I'm like a racing horse standing in the starting stall. It's all muscle, all excitement. Why? Because we have the opportunity to do what Yahweh Almighty has called us to do, and that is to teach and preach the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. He says now, I'm going to read as it's written in the 1611 King James Bible, for whom the Lord couldn't have been written 2000 years ago because the name Lord did not exist in the context, because Lord means Sun God. The word Lord only came to existence in the 13th century. From whom Yahweh our Elohim. Hallelujah. Listen how sweet it sounds. Sounds like music when we listen at the revelation names. And when we can function in the revelation names, hallelujah, from whom Yahweh our Elohim loveth. He loves who? His sons and his daughters on earth today. His sons and his daughters on earth today. That is us. He loves us. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, Yahushua, in order to die in our place for our sins. The Bible says he knew no sin. He became sin by dying on a wooden cross, which is actually a Roman cross. Because the Bible says, cursed is he that dies on a cross. And the cross, as we know it, was never meant to be a holy object. Never. Not even when Yahushua hanged on it. Never. He was never meant to be a holy object for anybody to wear around his neck or her neck or to hang in your car. The cross is a curse. The Bible says, cursed is he who hang on a cross. A cross draw demons and demon powers. Prof, yes. Did you know that the cross played a role already 300 years, the Roman cross played a role 300 years before Yahushua. That's how old the Roman Empire was. 300 years before Yahushua, the Roman Empire came to an existence, started to overpower the world, and they used crosses. Well, they used different crosses. They used a pole. There's a scripture that says, "Curses he that hangs on a pole." That can be a pole, it can be a cross, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's a wooden cross. Curses he that hangs on a cross. And the only way that Yahushua could become sin, because he didn't knew sin, he didn't had sin. But the moment that he was crucified on a Roman cross, then he became sin. He bore our transgressions and our sin. Isaiah 53, go read, verse 1 to 8. He became sin for us, in order for us to be saved by his resurrection blood. Hallelujah. Becoming the atonement blood, the offer. Becoming the lamb. For who? For us. Us who say that we are sons and daughters of Yahweh our Elohim. We became sons and daughters. How? Through the revelation blood of Yahushua. That which Adam and Eve lost in the Garden of Eden, which was eternal life. Did you know when Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, it wasn't paradise. There's only three times that the Bible used the name paradise. Every time in heaven, was never on earth. But the Garden of Eden was on earth. And that's where Adam and Eve lived. And they were not to eat of the tree of knowledge. Good and evil. They're not to eat of good and evil. It's two trees, the tree of good and evil and the tree of knowledge. So they were not to eat of the tree. Because Yahweh said, should you eat of that tree, you will surely die. It's not eat, partake. Partake. Yeah, the metaphor, eat, is to partake. For the time that they lived in the Garden of Eden, they could not die, there was no sin, there was no death. There was no age. Isn't that wonderful? But the moment that they sinned, the moment that Eve sinned, and she went to Adam, and she convinced him to have sex with her, intercourse, then sin came into existence, and death came to in existence, and old age came to in existence, and they lost eternal life. Hallelujah. And to gain eternal life, to bring people back in the stage of everlasting life, was the price that Yahushua had to pay in order to have us saved. He paid the price. He was buried. He went down in Hades. He took the keys of the realm of death and death. And what do we have? He gave us back the eternal life. That's why the Bible says when we come to repentance and we are immersed in the name of Yahushua to remission of our sins, we grow equal unto Yahushua. Go read Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. We grow equal unto Yahushua through spiritual death. As he died and he was buried, we are buried in a water grave in the name of Yahushua. So what happens? We gain eternal life. That person hanging on the cross, he wasn't baptized or immersed, but he gained eternal life. By what? Repentance. Did you know that that guy had to repent when he hung on the cross? He was there hanging 3 hours, 4 hours. He repented. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to enter paradise. Paradise is for repented people. But there's a further stage, which is repented people is not necessarily the bride of Yahushua. You need to be clothed, putting on your bride's dress. Galatians 3:26-29. Those who are immersed in Yahushua have clothed them with Yahushua. They put on the wedding garment. This guy on the cross never put on a wedding garment. He received it, he received eternal life, living in paradise. He will be part of the wedding occasion, the ceremony, but he's not part of the bride. Those that was immersed, repent and immerse in the name of Yahushua. What does the lady take from the husband when they get married? His name. Those who were immersed in the name of Yahushua has put on Yahushua. Galatians 3:26-29. Don't trust me, go and read it for yourself. And through that, there's no more free man or slave, Jew nor Greek, nor man nor woman. But we are all one in Yahushua, according to the promise of Father Abram, became heirs. That's the only way that woman can be saved. According to the Old Testament, circumcision, women were never saved. They could not be circumcised. But the Bible comes and Yahushua says, I have no desire that you be circumcised by your flesh, but your spirit. Hallelujah. Not by my heart. My heart can't be circumcised. But my spirit. Circumcision. Circumcision. Hallelujah. The blood of Yahushua saves us. And what happens with ladies? They need to accept Yahushua as their Messiah, as their King and Savior, and be immersed in the name of Yahushua, like everybody else does. That's why I say there's no man, no woman. Hallelujah. Why? We are all spirit when we come, when we will be changed from this earthly into a heavenly body. Hallelujah. In whom Yahwa El Elohim loved as his sons and daughters today on earth. He, that he must be a capital H, because who is it? It's Yahwa. Can you believe it? Because he, Yahwa Almighty, chastised and scores every son. That just means that he leads us, that he keeps us to live in total holiness. We need to be prepared to take the consequences should it happen that we live out of the boundaries of the scripture. You remember when we spoke about, I think it was Monday, when we spoke about how wide is the road that leads to heaven? My father Nick says, Bible, that's as long as we're in between those two black pages, we're on our way. Now that, it takes a price. We need to pay the price. We need to live in holiness. Why? Because Yahushua has already paid the price of sin. In order for us who repented and who were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of our sins, to live in holiness. He, capital H, Yahwa Almighty, chastened and scorned every son whom he, that he is a capital H, that's Yahwa El Elohim, receiveth. How is it possible that in one verse, twice when it refers to the creator of heaven and earth, they make it a small age? And you know what? For ages, you were missing this, most probably. If you haven't, it's wonderful. But 99% of people read their Bible as the church lent and taught us, from whom the Lord loveth, chastens, and shortest every son whom receiveth. We were reading the Bible as like a parrot speaks by the way that he was taught. Just to do it like that. Where we were actually meant to study every word, every line. I want to say, study every letter, every word, every line, every verse. Now, are we sons and daughters of Yahushua? Verily we are. Then we need to live accordingly, or otherwise we are going to be scorched. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.